Welcome to Image and Focus Podcast, helping believers gain confidence and time to lose weight, restore their image, and live healthy and abundant lives. Contact Natalie at natalie.imageandfocus@gmail.com. Now here's your host, Natalie Rose. Welcome to another episode of Image and Focus Podcast. Hi, I'm Natalie, your host. Today's episode will be discussing what is judging your thoughts. The scripture of focus is Hebrews 4:12, and it reads, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." As I read this scripture, I was instantly drawn to the latter part of the scripture. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So I decided to look up the definitions for judges, thoughts, attitudes, and heart. And it is as follows. The definition of judge is one who gives an authoritative opinion. Definition for thoughts is something such as an opinion or belief in the mind. Attitude is the mental position with regard to a fact or state, or a feeling or emotion towards a fact or state. And lastly, the definition for heart is one's innermost character, feelings, or inclinations. Are you allowing God's word to judge the thoughts and attitudes of your heart on your weight loss journey? Are you allowing God's word to be the authoritative opinion of who He says you are, and not the scale, not society, not your job, not your marital status, nor your hair, your clothes, your car, the neighborhood you live in, but who God says you are? Not the lies that have been spoken to you, over you, and by you, but what your Heavenly Father says you are, that you are chosen, that you're not forgotten, that you are beautiful, that you are a masterpiece created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Have you allowed God's word to renew your mind about the opinions and beliefs you have about yourself? Yes, those same thoughts and opinions and beliefs if you had a smaller hips, that you'll be just fine, or if you were more prettier, you would be in a relationship. Whatever lie or opinion that you have, or that you're ugly, or that you're unlovable or unattractive, have you allowed God's word to adjust your feelings and emotions towards how He has created you? To allow God's word to transform your innermost character, feelings, and inclinations you have about yourself, especially when you look at yourself in the mirror. I know for me, I had to do just that. I had to meditate day and night, reciting God's word to myself in the mirror so that I could judge the thoughts and attitudes of my heart, because the thoughts and attitudes of my heart was saying that I was ugly, that I was unlovable, that I was unattractive, that I wasn't worthy of love. These were the thoughts and attitudes that I had that needed to be adjusted by God's word. And I really believe these thoughts and attitudes were true, until I had God's word until God's word started to penetrate those thoughts and those attitudes that I had within my heart to His what he said about me and what his word says about me. And so that was the authoritative opinion in my mind. And not the negative self-talk or the negative mindset. If I didn't do that, I would still be allowing the lies of the enemy to be the authoritative opinion of who I am. As humans, you are inclined to think negatively because of sin. And 85% of all the thoughts you have within a day are negative thoughts. That just leaves about 15% of quote-unquote good thoughts. That is why you need to constantly renew your mind on a daily, hourly basis. And for some, a minute by minute basis on your weight loss journey. Because it has to penetrate and cut through the thoughts and beliefs that you've held onto for years, decades, especially when it comes to having yo-yo dieting, where you've been doing yo-yo dieting for decades and years. And so you have trained your mind and your body to do certain habits that are not supportive for your overall health. And so that's why you need to constantly renew your mind on your weight loss journey, so that you can see yourself the way your Heavenly Father sees you, and so that you can implement healthy weight loss habits that will support you on your weight loss journey, so that you can keep the weight off once and for all. You have to constantly remind yourself who you are in Christ with God's word. Your identity is found in Christ and Christ alone. Your mind renewal is more important than the amount of weight you lose on your weight loss journey, because your mind is the driving force of all that you do. You can always lose the weight, but if you haven't renewed your mind about how you feel about yourself, how you see what it means to live a healthy lifestyle, if you think that living a healthy lifestyle is constantly being on a diet, then you have not renewed your mind, because that's not what living a healthy lifestyle is about. That's why it's so important to have God's word be the authoritative opinion of who you are, and it has to reign and rule in your mind. And then and only then will you be able to love and respect the temple he has given you by losing the weight and keeping it off once and for all. That is why in my Relapse No More weight loss program, the first thing you'll do is renew your mind, allowing God's word to judge the thoughts and attitudes of your heart with what God says about you. What God says about you is truth and the only opinion that matters. I would like to come alongside you and pray for you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness and for your awesomeness and for your mightiness, O Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for your word, that your word is living and active, that it is sharper than any double-edged sword, that it does penetrate our soul and spirit, joints and marrow, judging the thoughts and attitudes of our heart. Thank you, Father God, for it being so powerful and so strong, but yet so gentle, that it does judge, that it judges the thoughts and attitudes of our heart. Help us to see that it is your word that should be the only authoritative opinion in our mind, Father God. That is your word that should reign and rule in our mind, Father God, and what your word says about us, and not the opinions of others or their opinions that we have of ourselves or the lies of the enemy that is spoken through negative self-talk and a negative mindset. Help us to see and change our hearts so that how we view ourselves with love and kindness and gentleness, that we may see ourselves as the beautiful masterpiece you have created us to be, that our hearts will have the character and feelings and inclinations that you have about us as your precious children, that you have chosen and that you have created in your image, Father, to do good works that you prepared in advance for us to do. So I just thank you, Father God, for my fellow brother and sister in Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that they are allowing your word to judge the thoughts and attitudes of their heart. And whenever negative self-talk and the poor self-image comes up, that they will counter it with your word, that they will counter it with what you said that they are. So if they're feeling that they're ugly and unlovable, that they will know that they were fearfully and wonderfully made in your image, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son, that they're so loved that they're worth dying for, that they're so loved that you have drawn them with loving kindness. Thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father God, for your awesomeness, O God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing my fellow brother and sister in Christ to see that they are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image, O God, and that their identity is found in you and you alone, Father God. And that through that, once they'll be able to accept and have your word be the reigning, judging authoritative opinion of who they are, that they will be able to love and respect the temple that they will give, that you have given them, that they won't wish to have somebody else's body or hips or legs or whatever the case may be, Father God, but they will love the fact that you created them just the way that they are, with the hair, with the nose, with the butt, the thighs, whatever, just the way that you created, because you saw fit that this will be wonderful on them, Father God. And it is, because you created them to be that way. You did not make any mistakes when you created them. From the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, you did not make any mistakes. And how you created them was perfect and divinely created by you. So I just thank you, Jesus, and I just glorify your name. I bind all the lies and deception from the enemy that tell them otherwise, that they were created wrong, that they were not created in your image, that they should have this or should have that, or that they should be this or they should be that. I bind it all now in the name of Jesus. And now I pronounce and I declare and decree that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of your heavenly Father, that you were created in the image of God. Both male and female, you were created in the image of God. And he knows the very numbers of hairs on your head, and he knows the very numbers of your days. So he is your creator. He is your creator, and Jesus is your Savior and Lord that knows you and will be with you. And I just thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in my fellow brother and sister in Christ now, Father, as they go on their weight loss journey. Let them know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image, and that your word and what you say about them be the authoritative opinion. And that's all that matters. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you liked this episode, please write a review or share any testimonies or whatever opinions you received or encouragement you received from this episode or other episodes of Image and Focus. Please write a review. I would love to hear from you. If you desire to lose weight, feel confident in your skin and your clothes, and have the energy to do what God has called you to do, then schedule a free consultation by clicking the link in the description box of this episode or DM me on Instagram @NatalieRose_NDTR. Thank you and God bless.